19 months, beginning in April 2015, 8 inmates in local prisons died of unnatural causes. 5 were suicides. That's spurring a call for greater care in how the state protects those behind bars. Civil Beat Politics and opinion editor Chad Blair has a reality check. Hi there.
Hi, Beth Ann.
I mean, we've had lots of conversations about what has happened with inmates away from Hawaii, but this is a different focus in looking at how these 8 died over a 19-month period. How does that compare, say, to the time from maybe 2000 to 2014?
It's actually contrast rather sharply. Louis Kanea, in his report, noted that the previous 13 years, there were 30 what are known as unnatural or non-natural Hawaii inmate deaths. And that's on Hawaiian Island, all the islands, rather, the facilities, the jails and prisons here. We're not talking about Arizona, which we've talked a lot about on this program. And so what is to explain this upsurge? Louis actually opens his story on Kauai with the warden of the Kauai jail telling a grandmother, her 47-year-old grandson, is dead behind bars, apparently a drug overdose. But that's another side of this story. It's unclear exactly what caused his death. And families, as well as advocates for prison reform, say it's frustrating how difficult it is to get information from the Department of Public Safety about what exactly happened in these circumstances.
We mentioned that 5 of these 8 over that 19-month period died from suicide. They say 2
right.
from homicides, 1 from accidental
Correct.
Water intoxication. A lot of people are going to look at that and say, what's that?
I don't know. It sounds like, waterboarding, doesn't it? I don't know the whole circumstances. Public safety, DPS, is not required to disclose publicly circumstances of an inmate's death. That is frustrating for folks. They do have to tell the top lawmakers that oversee the prisons at the legislature, but even then they don't provide very detailed information. And so there is some concern part some lawmakers that maybe they ought to have legislation to require quicker reporting, fuller reporting about what happened.
I can also imagine that there's some pressure coming from the American Civil Liberties Union of Hawaii.
Yes. Yeah, remember, they're the ones that not long ago, we reported it here, called on a federal investigation into Hawaii's prisons and jails, which they believe are unsafe or really dangerous. Think also about what's happening in Texas, a state with a large incarcerated population. Remember that African-American woman, Sandra Bland, who
hanged herself? Yeah.
Right, and this was after a routine traffic stop. And so recently, Texas did pass an act to try and get greater training, oversight of this. We can tell you the DPS says they are being proactive. They are trying to have curricula for suicide prevention to make sure their folks, the ACOs and whatnot, are well-equipped to look for the warning signs and take care of this. But it is a concern. Can we do better? That is an alarming upsurge. It's actually 9 deaths if you include the drug overdose in the last 2 years.
Is the Community Alliance on Prisons, Kat Brady and company, trying to create some legislation that would in some way take on the Texas model?
Absolutely. But remember, it was just 2 years ago that Willis Sparrow, back when he was running the committee in the Senate that oversees DPS, he had a bill requiring a 48-hour notice if there's a death in a prison. You got to let the legislators know. It made it all the way through the legislature. And then Governor Neil Abercrombie, interestingly enough, a former probation officer, vetoed the legislation. Not clear why that happened. But when that happens, when you get a bill all the way through and then it dies, it really kind of takes the wind out of your sails to try and get prison reform passed.
So bottom line, we may or may not see something next time around. But for certain, with something like this over just a 19-month period, the attention on this is not going to go away.
Correct.
Thanks very much, Chad. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Beth.
Every day we bring you a reality check from civilbeat.org, today featuring political and opinion editor Chad Blair.